Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Armor of Light Baptist Church, now known as Mount Victory Fellowship, located in the heart of Victory, New York. I want to share with you something that I've come to realize recently. You know, when it comes to how we see God and our relation to Him, especially when it comes to faith, our faith, which we are called to live by, how do we see that faith of ours? What does faith mean to us? And how does it operate in the relationship we have with God? The way that we've come to see faith is naturally how we'll treat our faith. And how we treat our faith will directly affect how we pray and the expectations that we have as a result of our prayers. Now let's look at a couple of well-known verses in Scripture regarding faith. Hebrews 11:6, where it says, "Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." In Hebrews 10:38, He says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Hebrews 11:6, notice that that verse states that without this faith, it is impossible to please Him. And if He's not pleased, there is no reward. So what does it mean when He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him? Sounds kind of harsh at first glance. Well, what does it mean by impossible? And impossible to please Him? It means He is not compelled to act unless faith is properly in place. What kind of faith does He require in order to be compelled to act in our favor? Well, there's another verse of Scripture that connects well with this question. Psalms 37:4. Where He says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Think about what He just said. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what will He do? He will give you the desires of your heart. To delight means to be extremely pleased and excited about something or someone. To be happy because of. Taking great pleasure in. To lean into. This is an attitude of faith. This brings about the desire of one's heart that God speaks of. This compels God to act or reward, just as He said in Hebrews 11:6, when He says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Thus, faith is not just an action, but also an emotion that compels an action. A faith that excites you is a faith that also excites God and compels Him to act. So, in a sense, we must delight in our faith. Now in Psalms 109, verse 17, it says, "And He loved cursing, so let it come unto Him. As He delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from Him." Now when He says about loving cursing and things like that, He's not just talking about vulgar language and things. He's talking about those that might say they have a faith, but really deep inside, they doubt it, they speak negative about it, and there's a sadness or a frown upon their demeanor as they claim that God is going to bless and God's going to come through and God's going to fulfill all His promises. We claim as Christians that Jesus Christ will never leave us or forsake us. And we believe that He loves us. We can cast all our care upon Him, for He cares for us. This means that faith needs to come without a frown. Faith needs to come with an aspect of delight. I'm excited about God's promises. I'm excited about God's character. I'm excited about who I am and His process of life. I need to have heightened expectations. That's delighting in Him. Heightened expectations. This is the faith that pleases God, that compels Him to reward and to bless. Because when you are excited about Him, you are excited about what you're trusting Him to do, this also excites Him to respond and to bless. Thus, He gets the glory, and that glory is shown because we prayed with a smile upon our hearts, trusting in His perfect will and His perfect name, which is Jesus Christ. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from what is now known as Mount Victory Fellowship in the heart of Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.